Good evening and welcome to White Spot Giants this week. We are on the home of Vancouver hockey and the home of the Vancouver Giants. We are Sportsnet 650 and this, again, is White Spot Giants this week. I'm Dan O'Connor, voice of those Giants, and we're into the month of October now and we are quite literally one day away from the 2020 NHL Draft. Plenty to discuss over the course of the next hour of our conversation. We'll talk a little more in depth about the NHL draft and which WHL players are likely to go, which Vancouver Giants could potentially be in that NHL draft mix. Really looking forward to what the next hour has in store. But before we get into some draft talk, I am very pleased to welcome an individual to the show who I've had the chance to get to know now for the past two seasons. And while we wait for the Western Hockey League to start back up again, this fellow finds himself doing everything he can to make sure that he will be ready to stop pucks as and when the time comes. He was originally drafted by the Vancouver Giants in the third round of the 2018 WHL Bantam Draft. He is the pride of Tease, Alberta. He is Vancouver Giants goaltender Drew Sim. Drew, welcome to the show, man. It's always good to chat. A bit of a loaded question for you, I'm sure, but how are you? How are you doing? Hope life is treating you well out in Alberta.
I'm good, thanks, Dan. I'm doing pretty well. As good as you can during these crazy times, just putting the work in, trying to be ready for whenever our season is supposed to start.
Well, we can talk a lot about the off season and kind of the training and all of that that goes into it, and we'll get there in due course. But Drew, I want to start from the very beginning with you, if I may. Goaltending, obviously, it's a fascinating position, and everybody's story is a little bit different. But can you tell me and tell us about when you first started to, I guess, get the bug for goaltending? I mean, was it were you always a goaltender in minor hockey, or kind of once you tried it, you fell in love with it? I mean, give us the sense of how you discovered goaltending, please.
I started out as a D-man until I was probably 9 or 10, and right around then started playing spring hockey, and we only had one goalie on the team, so I had to start mixing in as a goalie and a D-man. So I was a D-man when I wasn't in the net. And then once tryout for the spring team, I was trying out as just a goalie, not as a D-man also, and we're kind of skating in the middle of winter, and something just clicked, and I got off the ice, and I'm like, I'm going to be a goalie.
And then so once that light switch flipped for you, and once you kind of fell in love with the position, Drew, I mean, from there, who were some of the goaltenders, be it in the NHL or, heck, maybe it was even in junior? Like, who did you watch? Who did you learn from? Who were some of the guys that you watched and thought, oh, man, one day that's exactly what I want to do?
Ever since I was little, I've always loved Carey Price and Marc-Andre Fleury. I've always looked up to them at the NHL level. And there's a couple, my uncle has a box in Red Deer, so we're always at Rebels games. And the goalies like Kemper, all those guys that kind of went through Red Deer, I always looked up to them too.
Awesome. We're chatting right now with Drew Sim. He is a Vancouver Giants goaltender getting ready for what will hopefully be his first full season in the Western Hockey League with the Vancouver Giants. We'll talk about draft day and a little bit about last season in a moment, Drew, but I want to talk to you a bit about Tease, Alberta. Doing a bit of research on your hometown over the past few weeks, I've learned that I think currently the population of Tease, Alberta is about 82 people. What was it like to grow up there? Tell us a little bit about playing hockey. I mean, what was the commute like to go and play? Did you have to travel far and wide? Is there a rink in Tease? Was it challenging? Was it fun? Tell us about it.
No, there's not a rink in Tease, and like there's no school there, nothing. It's the only thing they got is like rodeo grounds and an outdoor rink. So like for my first 3 years of hockey, I was going 15 minutes to the nearest town just west of us, Alex. And then in second year, Adam, I ended up having to commute 30 minutes to play in Black Falls for a different minor hockey association. And like for workouts and stuff, I had to drive like 40 minutes all the way to Red Deer to go work out. And Pee Wee, I even had to drive 20 minutes to play in the closest town that even had a Pee Wee team. So I was never really close to home necessarily for hockey. Nothing in tees anyways.
But obviously it worked out for you. And then when we get to May of 2018, you get drafted by the Vancouver Giants in the WHL Bantam Draft. And I, if I recall correctly, I think you and I did end up speaking with one another that day. But what do you remember about your WHL Bantam Draft day? How and when did you find out that it was the Vancouver Giants who picked you? And then as a follow-up question to that, Drew, was it always the WHL that was kind of front of mind for you, or was there some serious consideration given to, you know, maybe a junior A path?
Draft day, I actually spent it in Philadelphia at WSI with all those guys like Cole Sillinger, Zach Stringer, all that team. We were all out there for draft day. So that was pretty cool, just being somewhere you've never been, and you get the phone call as you're going out to do warm-up off ice, and it was with you that phoned me and said, congratulations, you Vancouver Giants have picked you. So that was pretty cool just to be around those guys that I've kind of grown up playing with and against. So it was nice to be with them there and have them congratulate us and all of us get picked that day. It was pretty cool. And, yeah, like, I couldn't have asked for it any different.
And then the second part of that question, Drew, I mean, when you knew it was Vancouver and when you knew it was the WHL, I mean, was that kind of the sweetener for you? Was that always kind of the preferred route that you and your family had talked about?
We kind of had talks about going college or not, and I grew up watching lots of WSL hockey, and when second year Bantam, when that year came around, I had kind of decided doesn't really matter who picks me or where I go, when I go, WHL is going to be my route. School's a lot longer and I'm trying to get to the NHL as quick as I can, if I can.
Drew Sim, Vancouver Giants goaltender, my guest here on White Spot Giants this week here on Sportsnet 650. So all of a sudden, Drew, you end up at your first WHL training camp, and unbeknownst to you at the time, but you were about to step into something really special when you look at what lied ahead or what was ahead for the Giants in 2018-19. Their run to Game 7 WHL Championship Series with Prince Albert. We know how that all went. But tell us about your first experience at a WHL training camp. Obviously, you're facing shooters that in some cases were about 5-6 years older than you were, but it was also the first time that you met Paul Fricker, David Tendick, and Trent Miner, three guys who I'm sure even to this day remain important people in your life. But share with us kind of what that first training camp experience was like for you.
It's a pretty surreal experience, like getting to move away from home for a week and and spend time with the coaching staff and the guys that you're going to be with for potentially 5 years. And it was pretty, like, it's super surreal, like being with guys that are 5-6 years older than you and have been in the league for four or five years. It's crazy to see the difference in how they act and how much, like, they're more mature than you are. It's super surreal, and it was awesome to be in Vancouver, and especially with the team they had 18-19 and the run they went on, even just to be up a couple times and spend time with that team was something I'll never forget and always look back on and try and learn from.
So we then transition into this past season, and because of just the way the goaltending situation played out, it was David Tendick and Trent Miner with the big club through much of the season, but you end up joining the Giants in early March, Drew, and you get your first taste of WHL action. And I remember it very clearly. You come in early in the second period of a game in Kamloops, and you had a hell of a performance. Do your best for us to kind of walk us through your WHL debut and kind of the circumstances that surrounded it. And looking back in hindsight, was it maybe even a really good thing to kind of have it be a bit of a sudden tap on the back to go in, less time to think, less time to overthink things? You just got to go out and stop the puck and play?
Yeah, I think that with it being a tap on the back, it doesn't give you a chance to overthink and put too much pressure on yourself. It's like, okay, I'm going in. I got a minute to be ready and try and keep my team in a game and have gained their trust in me, so we can hopefully try and come back and win against a very strong Kamloops team. And with it being one of the highest scoring teams in the WHL, there was no time to think. It was, okay, it's go time. Keep the guys in it and just do the best you can.
Well, a few days later, about 3 days later to be exact, you get your first WHL start, and this also happened to be the final game that the Vancouver Giants would play in 2019-20 because of circumstances that we'll touch on in a moment. But you're in Prince George, you got your family in town ready to watch your debut, and it was a bit of a roller coaster game that ended up in overtime. But what do you remember about the experience? And obviously, it's something that I hope and I'm sure you've looked back on positively based on how the first two appearances went for you this past season.
Yeah, for first start, it's, I knew a couple days before that I was going to get the nod for the second game against PG. And it's a lot different than being tapped on the back, for sure. You have to it's a whole different animal. Like, you have to keep your emotions in check and keep calm, cool, try and make sure that, and if you're not in your head, make sure it's not getting to yourself. And with my family in the building, it was super special to me to have them there for my first start, especially since it was in PG and they could actually make it in time for the game. It was a super cool experience to have them in the building, but unfortunately couldn't get the first win out of the way, but hopefully that's coming soon.
I echo those sentiments exactly, my friend. Hopefully soon. Chatting with Drew Sim, goaltender with the Vancouver Giants, here on White Spot Giants this week. And from there, we know what happens next. COVID-19 prevents the continuation of the WHL season, and the Giants have not played a hockey game since. But It's been a sobering summer for all of us, and we're all just kind of doing our best to kind of navigate our way through this, Drew. But when it comes to your training, when it comes to getting yourself mentally and physically ready for what lies ahead, I mean, tell us a little bit about your summer of training. What have you been trying to really zero in on? How long have you been on the ice? And I'm sure the mentality for you right now is just doing your best to stay sharp and stay ready for when that phone call comes and everyone's set to kind of gather back here in Vancouver.
Yeah, I've actually been lucky. I've been able to be on the ice at least 4 times a week since June. I actually came out to Vancouver and skated with a couple of the guys for the month of June, and it was nice to be back out there. And other than that, skating 4 times a week here in Edmonton, working out 4 times a week in Edmonton, just trying to make sure I'm physically prepared for the grind it's going to be, especially if we're trying to play as many games as we can in such a short period of time.
With the goaltending reality being what it is, David Tendick graduating, Trent Miner, the elder statesman, kind of the de facto veteran, but I mean, I would suggest that the opportunity, Drew, is right there for you to step in and play some games and make an impact in 2020-21. Are you viewing it the same way? I mean, how confident are you? How excited are you to get back to Vancouver and to get back on the ice with these guys?
Super excited. There's definitely an open door for a spot behind Trent, and I'm just trying to do my best during this extended off season to make sure I'm ready to jump in and take that opportunity and run with it.
With the other challenges, though, Drew, that go along with this, I mean, you're managing school, you're on the ice. I mean, there's just a lot of different things and a lot of different factors. But I know the Vancouver Giants have been very, you know, emphatic about getting together on Zoom. I know you're communicating a lot with Trent and with Paul. I mean, how comforting has that been for you? I mean, even touching on the fact that you were out here in June skating with some of the guys, the fact that you're still able to be a team, the fact that you're still able to talk to the guys and hang out with them, for lack of a better term, has it made it at all easier, even amidst this frustrating situation?
I think it's definitely made it easier just being able to kind of be in that group setting of a team again. As much as it's not quite a team setting, but it is, it's almost a relief that you're still able to be together in a way, even if it's not quite the same as being where this, like you said earlier, the season would start one day from now. So it's definitely different, but.
No, for sure. Well said. And just want to touch a little bit on the Trent Miner fact. I mean, a guy that you've, again, spent quite a bit of time with over the past 2 years. What do you like about Trent Miner, the goaltender? What do you like about Trent Miner, the human? And how do you feel about that dynamic and working alongside with him, supporting him, but also competing with him for the crease?
I think it's going to be awesome. He's an amazing guy. And just an amazing goaltender. And I think it'll be a nice, healthy relationship battling for starts and in practices. And he's just the type of guy that's super competitive. And I think having me pushing him and him pushing me will be great for the tandem this year.
Drew, the NHL draft is coming up this week, and you're a year away, potentially, from being in this exact same scenario that a guy like Justin Sorda finds himself in, Cole Shepard finds himself in. Are you starting to give the NHL draft any thought? I mean, I know it's something that you've probably been thinking about and building towards for most of your recent life, but are you starting to think about it? Are you trying not to think about it? Tell us a little bit about that and how often that thought kind of comes up in your mind.
I think it's always kind of in the back of guys' minds when you're getting this close to draft year. Personally, though, I try and keep it kind of pushed, kept in the back of my mind and just focus on what I need to get better at and make sure I'm ready to go for when my season comes and it'll be my draft year in a year.
Last question for Drew Sim, goaltender for the Vancouver Giants, and that is this. It is the question that I end most interviews with on this show, just based on the amount of time that we've had on all of our hands. Drew, what have you been reading? What have you been watching? What have you been listening to as you're getting ready to hopefully return to Vancouver soon and start the 2020-21 season?
Been watching lots of the NHL playoffs until that ended a couple of days ago. Watched lots of that. Then not much reading, but watching a bunch of shows on Netflix. Other than that, just making sure that I keep myself prepared for what I need to do during the week. And then weekends involve a lot of golf. Other than that, not much going on.
Nice. Well, Drew, I've enjoyed this conversation, and I enjoy them all. Anytime we get a chance to do this, it's always time well spent, and looking forward to seeing you and the guys back here, hopefully before you know it. But until we get to that point, my friend, continued health, continued safety and positivity to you and everybody in the Sim household. And thanks for doing this. Be well, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. You too.
Drew Sim, goaltender for the Vancouver Giants here on White Spot Giants This Week. We'll take a break. Back with more shortly. White Spot Giants This Week on Sportsnet 650.